serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major candidates rallying in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania last night. Vice President Kamala Harris.
So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Playing video of Mr. Trump calling his opponents the enemy from within. As former President Trump rallied last night in the Philadelphia suburbs, two attendees fainting.
That looks a little bad. That looks a little bit bad.
Eventually, Trump ended the Q&A, stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Arrested in North Carolina, a suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. This is ABC News. New rules in California to try and rein in high gas prices, the highest in the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
The new bill signed by California's governor is aimed at preventing gas prices from spiking. It will require refineries in the state to keep a certain amount of gas in storage as a backup supply for when refineries go offline or need maintenance. Supporters say this will save California drivers billions at the pump.
But critics say the new law could force refineries out of the state and eventually drive up prices even more. North Korea blowing up some of the roads connecting it to South Korea. The roads, which at one point had been seen as a sign of thawing relations, had not been used in a while. North Korea, angered over recent military exercises, has vowed to seal the border completely. And don't look for quite as many deals from Starbucks. The new CEO says the company is going to cut back on all of its promos, in part to cut the strain on employees being forced to juggle all of them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Joey from Vermont, a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it. And I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it. And I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In a couple local sports notes, the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team, they challenged Shawamigan up in Glidden last night. Shawamigan winning the B-Squad game by a score of 19-5, but Butternut controlled things in the 8th grade game and pulled away for a 38-16 Butternut win over Shawamigan. Brooklyn Tremel paced the way for the Midgets with 16. Chloe Radlinger added 7, and Bailey Pritzel and Natalie Lulov, and Malia Hammond, they had 4 points each. It was Grace Kuhn continuing to play some tough defense and scrappy rebounds for the Butternut Middle School girls. They improved now to 9-5 and will host Shawamigan again on Friday. Then they'll host a 6-team tournament on Saturday before wrapping up their season at Mercer coming up on Monday. State girls tennis tournament is going on later this week, starting on Thursday. Sarah Barton of Lakeland will be competing in the singles action, and in doubles, it's Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller will be in doubles for the Lakeland girls tennis team. On the schedule today, it is varsity volleyball for Shawamigan, as they will travel to take on Marathon today. That is the Marathon, Merrillwood crossover game today. So that event going on today. In other action around the area, the Butternut cross-country team, they will have their conference championship at Hurley today. That is a Thursday event. I apologize for that. That's on Thursday that the Butternut cross-country team will be traveling to take on Hurley and the Lakeland volleyball team, varsity JV2. They will play host to Northland Pines. The Lakeland girls swim team will play host to Merrill today. And that's a look at your 98Q Sports, brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone, and time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song, time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on.
Off to turn it on again, staring at the blades of the fan as it spins around. Counting every crack, the clock is wide awake, talking to myself, anything to make a sound. I told you I wouldn't call, I told you I wouldn't care, but baby, climbing the walls gets me nowhere. I don't think that I can take this bed getting any colder. Come over, come over, come over, come over, come over. You can say I'm done the way you always do. It's easier to lie to me than to yourself. Forget about your friends, you know they're gonna say we're bad for each other, but we ain't good for anyone else. I told you I wouldn't call, I told you I wouldn't care, but baby, climbing the walls gets me nowhere. I don't think that I can take this bed getting any colder. Come over, come over, come over, come over, come over. We don't have to miss each other. Come over. We don't have to fix each other. Come over. We don't have to say forever. Come over. You don't have to stay forever. Come over. I told you I wouldn't call, I told you I wouldn't care, but baby, climbing the walls gets me nowhere. I don't think that I can take this bed getting any colder.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out at her bedroom window. We turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
I'm not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Mr. Jelly Roll, and it's all gonna be alright at 98Q Country. We will get to our keyword here in just a moment. So hold on just a second here, and we'll get you a chance to qualify for the Backyard Barbecue Giveaway, which we have done several people already here. That's coming up two weeks from tomorrow on October 30th, our Backyard Barbecue Giveaway. So keyword in just a second here. 32 degrees. Enough. We're done with the frost and freeze advisories and stuff. All right. Everything froze already, so we're good. And the leaves taking a little bit of a hit. As far as driving around and seeing the colors, still a few out there, depending on which side of the swamp you're living on. By the way, our Backyard Barbecue Contest, brought to you by Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes. They'll be hosting it, and they're providing the grill that someone's going to win. Also brought to you by Chuck's Little Station, D&D Tire and Auto Center, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, along with Oh Dear Nutrition, helping to bring you our Backyard Barbecue Giveaway. Keyword, let's give it to you, shakes. Oh Dear Nutrition. They can help you out with some of those good nutritional shakes down there, one of our sponsors. So shakes, S-H-A-K-E-S, shakes is our keyword for today. Everyone who has qualified for the Backyard Barbecue has received a text telling you that you have qualified. So if you did not get that, then you still need to get qualified. Put the Civic Media app on your phone. It's free, Android or iPhone. Civic Media, search for it in your app store. Tap on 98Q, text, and put the word shakes, S-H-A-K-E-S, in there, and that will get you entered. If you're diligent and you do this for a few days, pretty good chance you're going to get qualified, all right? So take care of that. Everybody's going to win a prize that day on the 30th when we have the big event at the Lane. Someone's going to obviously win the grand prize of the grill and stuff like that. All right, Monday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers. Did it bring you joy last night to see Aaron Rodgers and the Jets go 2-4? I didn't find any joy in it. I think Aaron Rodgers is still a pretty good quarterback. I don't know, Jets are just kind of in a space right now where, I don't know how good his receivers are. Lazard is okay. The Jets are just kind of in one of those funks right now. I went to bed at halftime. I looked at the stats this morning, and I thought, how did the Jets not win this game? Aaron Rodgers threw the ball pretty well. He only had one pick. They didn't have any fumbles, but they just couldn't finish it. They had the yards, but couldn't finish down near the goal line. And the Jets fall to 2-4, and Aaron Rodgers and the crew are in danger have fallen right out of the playoffs, and not even being a factor when it comes to the playoffs. Let's get you a presidential fact of the. Austin's here. What's up, Austin?
I don't think that's a very presidential fact there, Joel.
Well, you just walked right in as I was about to play the intro for...
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. You just put it to automatic.
Oh, I don't want it to do that. I made it. All
there
right.
We go. It is Tuesday, everybody.
Presidential fact of the day today. Election day is 3 weeks from today. Can't hear, get here quick enough. So 3 weeks from today, Election Day, there could be some new shocking surprises, of course, over the final 3 weeks, like there always is. One thing that has never happened is a presidential nominee passing away before the election. It has never happened before. We've been in an election cycle like we are now. It has, however, happened with one vice presidential candidate in 1912, James Sherman, the vice president under William Howard Taft, died from kidney disease just a few days before the election that they hoped would return them to office. The Republican National Committee was going to meet after Election Day to select a new vice president, but Taft lost the election, so it took care of that. Also, one vice presidential candidate withdrew before the November election. That happened in 1972 when Democrat Thomas Eagleton, who was Senator George McGovern's running mate, he opted out after he acknowledged that he had been hospitalized several times for mental illness. Well, that's just kind of a requirement to be a candidate now. Mm-hmm. So generally during election cycle that most of the candidates have made it through. We almost lost one this year with Trump a couple months ago, but people taking shots at him. But he's everybody's still intact. We got 3 weeks to go till the election. There you go. Not a dazzling presidential fact of the day, but nonetheless.
It is certainly a fact.
A presidential fact of the day. So I discovered something yesterday. Here, put on some headphones, Austin. Oh, you got to be able to hear this now, okay? Turn it up however you need to. Because I discovered something yesterday in the game of baseball. And that is that when there's an exciting play in the game of baseball, it is much, much more exciting to listen to the Spanish announcers versus the United States announcers, all right? United States, they get a home run, and it's like, it's high, it's deep, it's gone, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, we're used to it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you call a play, call a home run in the Major League Baseball playoffs right here.
Standing home plate.
Hey.
Sacabatazo grande, elevado por la parte derecha, la bola va atrás, bien atrás. Lleva color, lleva sabor. Hasta la vista, baby. Tercero de la noche. De Paquito Lindor, los Mets están ganando 7-6.
Cállate, cállate. Quítate que te tumbo. Así digo, Francisco Paquito Lindor, aquí.
See, I think every time they hit a home run in the Major League Baseball playoffs from here forward, they should automatically just convert the language to Spanish, and then somebody should just yell, whoa, and hold it for like 10 seconds. That's a soccer call, because whenever they score a goal in soccer, number one, everybody's surprised that anybody scored at any point in soccer, because all games are like 1-0. But there's always the announcer that says, he shoots, he's goal! He'll hold it for like 10 seconds. It's wonderful.
They get excited.
Far more entertaining than the United States announcers. So we learned that this morning. We learned our keyword is shakes, S-H-A-K-E-S, if you want to text that to us and get qualified for our backyard barbecue. We have a busy morning. We're going to talk with the athletic director at the Butternut School, Troy Sherwinski, in just a little bit. He'll get us updated on what's going on at the Butternut School as we're winding down the fall sports seasons. We'll talk a little bit about your money with Matthew Krieger, Coach's Showtime at 9 o'clock, Coach Morgan, Coach Precor, and Matt LaFleur clips, and we'll feature the coaches coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning. What else? So speaking of Major League Baseball, people always
some of the baseball people will argue that you can't buy a championship. You know, you can't. You can't go out and just buy all the players and win a championship. But yet, three of the four teams, the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, are, I think, three of the top five payroll teams in all of baseball.
I was going to say, is that not a big part of baseball, is, you know, kind of paying for the players that you want?
Baseball does not have a salary cap, right? You can go over it and pay...
This man just typed Google into Google to find
out. No, be quiet now. Just be quiet now.
I will point that out every time.
Well, there's the address bar up there. See, I'm old school that when there's an address bar up here, you have to type the place you want to go, right?
Someday you'll understand it.
But that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it's not. That's just a search bar now. Yeah. Well, it's technically both, actually.
Okay, so I have found the Major League Baseball payroll, which...
It only took him a minute.
I just hate it when young kids watch old people on computers. It's entertaining for them. The Mets, $317 million payroll. The Yankees, $309 million payroll. And the Dodgers, $241 million payroll. Three of the top five in baseball. Cleveland is in there. They do not have one of the top payrolls in baseball. And they're in the finals because they got a bye, and then they got to play Detroit, which is a lower market team. So Cleveland is just kind of there by default. In that they have the 23rd highest payroll. Detroit's Cleveland payroll is $106 million, and they're playing the Yankees. The Yankees' payroll is almost three times that at $309 million. So payroll does give you a lot better chance to make the playoffs. Doesn't guarantee that you're going to win anything once you get in there, but it does give you a better chance. And the Yankees, I think, beat Cleveland last night to take a 1-0 lead, and the Mets are taking on... the Dodgers on the other side of the baseball playoffs. There is not a salary cap in baseball, but there is a penalty if you go over a certain number. But you can go over it. NFL, you can't. If you go over a certain payroll number in the NFL, they basically will kick you right out of the league. They'll just take away draft picks. They'll take away birthdays. They'll take away all kinds of stuff. So if you can't do that in the NFL. So baseball, not so much. Top team, see that? $317 million. Look at the bottom team, the Oakland A's. They're moving, but $63 million. I heard somebody say that there was one player, I think, on the Yankees that is making the equivalent of the entire Oakland A's salary for the entire team.
Jeez.
So it's a little bit of a differential there. But we could have a Subway Series, could have Yankees and Mets, and a Subway Series. That'd make the New York people happy, I guess. Rest of the country, maybe?
I'm not sure if anything really makes New York people happy.
That would. I guarantee you. A Subway Series would actually be pretty cool.
They might look up from the sidewalk.
They may. 7:34, we've got some news and sports. Twice an hour, we get you updated, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major candidates rallying in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania last night. Vice President Kamala Harris.
So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Playing video of Mr. Trump calling his opponents the enemy from within. As former President Trump rallied last night in the Philadelphia suburbs, two attendees fainting.
That looks a little bad. That looks a little bit bad.
Eventually, Trump ended the Q&A, stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Arrested in North Carolina, a suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 26th, it's the ultimate showdown in middle school basketball. Join the Eagle Elite Basketball Booster Club at the Schwamigan School District North Campus for high-energy games and fierce competition as middle school teams battle it out for glory. Don't miss out on this epic event. Team space will be limited, and you can stay tuned to them on Facebook for more details. Be sure to sign up early to secure your spot. Once again, this is October 26th at the North Campus of the Schwamigan School District for the first annual Eagle Elite NestFest 5v5 Middle School Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it, and I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it, and I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Join Heckman Auctions' exciting fundraiser for St. Anthony's Church at 276 South Fifth Avenue, Park Falls. The auction supports the St. Anthony Church's fundraiser, with bidding closing online by 7 p.m. October 22nd. Preview items in person at St. Anthony's Church the same day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bid on children's toys, books, clothing, baby gear, classroom supplies, commercial furniture, restaurant equipment, playground gear, and much more. Visit HeckmanAuction.com or download the free mobile app to bid. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday, sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. Your 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun-kissed, shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be you. Watch your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name in this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be. Mine would be you, sun-kissed, shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. What's the greatest chapter in your book? Are there pages where it hurts to look? What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, babe.
time would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Mine would be you.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun. Yeah.
98 Q Country.
I sure do hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes, I'm falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch, they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Fall asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting tender little kiss, nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
Allen in 98Q Country and a 32-degree temp or so waking up today. We're going to get into the 60s later in the week. We're not done with summer yet. We're not done with summer yet. We are winding down fall sports, though, and we're going to talk a little sports, a little other stuff. Butternut Athletic Director and Coach, Mr. Troy Sherwinski, joining us. Troy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, it's been a busy few weeks for you, running with the middle school girls basketball team and everything else going on, and things starting to wind down a little bit now here, right?
Yep. Like you said, fall sports really starting to wrap up here. This week you'll see some of our regular seasons coming to an end, conference championships, and regionals right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Your middle school girls got a final few games, including a tournament coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're hosting a 16 tournament on Saturday, 8th grade tournaments. Butternut, Drummond, Mellon, Mercer, Shawamigan, Solon Springs. Should be pretty competitive. Good time to kind of wrap up the season, get a little bit of a fundraiser for our youth sports. So it should be a good day.
Yeah, first game starts what time on Saturday, Coach?
9 o'clock on Saturday will be Butternut and Drummond, I believe, was on the schedule.
All right, and championship.
Actually, we're running cross court, so there'll be two games going at the same time.
Okay, good.
I think the other one is going to have Shawamigan and Mercer.
All right, good. Good day to get down and enjoy the future of basketball. And we've got the Butternut volleyball team had some success. Coach Pritzel and the team doing some good stuff, it looks like.
Yeah, they did a really good job this year with a pretty young team. A lot of sophomore and freshmen playing some critical roles. They wrap up their season on Friday at Drummond. And right now, I think they're in third place in the conference. They got a 5 seed for regionals, and they'll host Bayfield on Tuesday.
All
right. Winner
of
that game will go to Mellon on Thursday next week.
All right. Yeah, they went down to Gilman, what was it, last Saturday? Some really good teams down there. And
yeah.
Wins were tough to come by, but they're very competitive, it looked like, Coach.
They're competitive in every match, and they understand it's a learning thing. And I think they've really grown over the season. So we'll find out here in regionals if they can get it together and make a little run.
Yeah, very nice. And the cross-country team has their conference coming up this week, right?
Yep, Hurley hosts the conference invite, so that's Thursday this week. And then sectionals is next week, Saturday at Solon Springs.
Okay, all right. And the Butternut kids have a chance to be a part of that 8-man co-op team with Shawamigan, Butternut,
yep,
and Mercer also, right?
Yep, they're playing football, and I think they moved their game to Thursday this week.
Yeah.
And I think that might be it for them.
Yeah, I think so. I think they were trying to get another game, but I didn't hear anything yet, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
And then our middle school boys, believe it or not, winter sports, right around the corner, ramping up. The boys started practice already, and their first game is Monday.
All right. Jim continues to stay hopping their coach. We encourage people to go on down to the Butternut Gym Saturday and support that middle school girls tournament. Some good action down there. All right, anything else you wanted to toss in there, Coach?
I just want to acknowledge our coaches. I mean, a lot of these guys, they put in, and ladies put in a lot of extra time. When I'll leave all the football stuff to your coach's show later this morning. But cross-country, Troy Bevo and Carrie Krauser, running both the high school and middle school cross-country teams. Volleyball, Cindy Pritzel, you mentioned, and Renee Drott helping her. They do a great job. And they run the high school, and then they come back in January and run the middle school. I have a lot of help. I couldn't run a middle school program anymore with everything if I didn't have the help that I got from Coach Dan Kilmore and Gretchen Tremel. They've been a tremendous asset to me this year. And then middle school boys program coming up. Will Smoody does that as well as the high school, and he's got some help this year in Nick Wilson and Jacob Dietz and Cody Marino when he's around and in town. So
right.
I just want to thank all those people helping out to keep our sports programs going.
Fantastic. All right, Troy, thank you for the update. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Joel.
Yep, Troy Sherwinski, he's athletic director at the Butternut School. Yeah, all those coaches, many of them volunteers, the ones that do get paid, it's as close to volunteerism as you can get. There's not a lot of pay in there. You just got to have a love for it. So we thank all them for being a part of it. We'll have more coaches coming up a little bit later this morning. Coach Morgan, Coach Precor will be in to talk football. We'll listen, and it's come to Coach LaFleur's comments from his presser from yesterday. If you could pick one sport, young Austin, one sport that you think you know the most about, which one would it be?
That's a terrible question.
Austin's not a sports guy, but there's one sport that you feel that you know more about than any other sport.
I guess it would have to be football because it has the least rules.
Well, that maybe is a stretch, but yeah. Okay, but you could do football.
That's only because that's just the one that I watch the most games of.
It just happens to be there. I mean, when the Packers or any NFL game is on and you're anywhere, the game is pretty much like right there.
Well, and every time there's a Packer game, I'm over at a buddy's house watching.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Future football coach, Austin Brume, football coach. Not any other sport, though. Not soccer, no?
I have never seen a game of soccer in my life. Closest I got was I was hitting the face of the soccer ball. It was as close as I got to soccer.
does not count.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building at Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention bettors, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at heckmanauction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah! This fall and winter, first-time customers can treat themselves to exclusive discounts at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Enjoy $25 off any repair or maintenance service of $100 or more, $50 off when you spend $250, and $100 off when you spend $750. Tires and batteries are excluded from this one-time offer. Available for a limited time only, visit D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So you can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there? Or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. Can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
98Q Country.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried.